The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. Leinu Shvat Mor Zekeni, Rabbi Yosef Ben Sarah, Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem Tenham Ben Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashlemam Moshe Ben Dina, Shlomot Ben Miriam, Sarah Bat Rachel, Sarah Bat Rachel. Enna referen lahem, enna referen lahem, enna referen lahem. Fata nefesh vata guf. We begin today's daf on Samech Gimel Amud Rishon, and we start from the Mishnah. Kunam yayin she'ani or she'ani to'em l'shana. Person makes a neder that he's not going to drink wine l'shana for the year. So it says netabera shana, if the year became leaped, which means they added an extra month, asur ba ubarbura. Is asur the year and in the leap as well. Quran, kunam yain she'ani to'em ashana v'tabra ashana asur ba ubi'amura. Kevar katavti lema'ala, di'ikar rebute, the main hidush over is the Tana of our Tana, da'afidu noder mitchilat ashana, even if he made a neder from the beginning of the year. Also he made a neder in Tishri. Kevan de'amar hashana, okay, that's the way that Ran had the Girsa, Hashana, Lo Amrinan Shana Ahat Ka'amar. Doesn't mean a year. Ela Asur Ba Ube'abura, Dainu Yag Chodesh, 13 months. Miudavka Be'omer Hashana, Ina Me Shana Zu. Aba Be'omer Shana Ahat. Stam, meaning I'm not going to drink wine for 1 year, meaning Shana Ahat, and Chodesh Ha'ibud Be'klal. Now, here that is an interesting sevara. You don't count the leap in that case. Even though, let's say, that year was me'uberet. It doesn't matter. It's 12 months. Why? Because since he didn't commit which year, he just said, for 1 year, I'm not going to drink wine. He didn't commit what year he's going to drink or not drink. So technically, if he wants, he can pass this year and start it next year. And next year could be a Peshuta, a regular year of 12 months. That therefore, even though once a person makes a neder, you really can't delay it more than a year. Because you really have another isur on you. You're not allowed to delay your nedarim. You've got to make do good on your nedarim. Right? But if he did, he can make it up to next year, which is only a 12-monther. Really, the neder is not hal in the year of the Ibu, technically, even if he kept it that year, and Chodesh Ha'ibur Bechlad, Chodesh Ha'ibur is not Bechlad. That's a very interesting hadith that I want to say, at least in the beginning of the Iran, that when a guy says Shana Ahat, that's not like Shana Zu or Hashana. Shana Ahat Stam is a year, so that's 12 months. Okay? Then he brings the Rashba Shita, Vosif on the Rashba Zal, the Afidu Beomer Shana Ahat Miyom Ze. That's even more interesting, which he comes along and says, Shana Ahat starting from today. Now, the Raj case was Shana Ahat, the whole logic was, well, since it doesn't necessarily have to be this year, it can be any year, so technically it can be next year is a Peshuta. The Rashba even took it further. The Rashba said, Beomer Shana Ahat Miyom Ze, starting now, in Chodesh Ha'Ivur Bechlal. And he brings a raya outside. He brings a raya from Batei Arechoma. The law of Batei Arechoma, you have 1 year when you sell it in the walled city to redeem it. So the Gemara brings a Gezerat HaKatuv that in the Batei Arechoma, the Ibur is included. Which means if it's a Ibur year, so then the year becomes a 13-month situation. So the Rashba wants to say, you see, you needed a Gezerat HaKatuv. But without a Gezerat HaKatuv, it would have been 12 months. And in the law of Iburs, in the law of Batei Arechoma, it's as if he says, Shana Ahat Miyom Zeh. Because that's what it is. The year starts from the day of the sale. And still you see, without a Gezerat HaKatuv, it would have been 12 months. So if we see Shana Ahat starting today, is a 12-month situation. It brings Rayot back and forth. But then, if you scroll all the way to the end of the Ran, three lines from the bottom, V'ani chokhech od lomar da'afilu benadar shana ahat setam. Ran retracts now, and he says, you know what? Even if the guy was noder shana ahat stam, we just told us before, it's a 12-month calculation, Asur be'ibura. He is going to be asur in the ibur. Why? The mistana shana zu mashma. Because when a guy says shana ahad, mistama he means this year. Now, v'i pasha nameh, and even if he was poshay, he didn't count that year. Karov ani lomar de'en lo tashlumin. Wow, he doesn't even have a makeup for the following year. Why? The mehashta hayil nidre. The nidre is hal from that. That's how far the Ram made a reversal over here. Not only is it 13 months, but if he delayed it to the next year, he broke his nidre already. It's it. He blew it. Why? Because when a guy says shana stam, or shana ahat stam, he means right now. And therefore, if that year was a leap year, it's going to count the leap year. And if he was posheyan, he didn't count it from that time, it's the nedri, he's over on Bal Yahayel. So basically, comes out according to the Ran, all cases is 13 months. Whether he said, like the Mishnah, Lishana, or Hashana, or Shana Achat, those cases over there, you have to include the leap, the 13 months. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. A person makes a statement. I'm not going to drink wine, let's say. To Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ad Rosh Adar Harishon. So now we're learning a very important halakha over here. When you say Stam Adar, right? And it's a leap year, let's say. So what Adar are you talking about? So Stam Adar is considered Adar Rishon, according to our Mishnah. Now look at the Ram, actually, yeah. Let's just read one more line in the Mishnah. Then we read the Ram. Ad Sof Adar, and if the person comes along and makes a neder until the end of Adar, Ad Sof Adar Rishon. Again, Mishnah is consistent. Sof Adar means the end of Adar Rishon as well. Now let's read the Ram on the Amud Bet. Top line. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Ad Sof Adar, Ad Sof Adar Rishon. Kachi Ikara Girsa. That's the main Girsa. Ve'tama Mishum De Adar Stama Rishon Mashma. Good. And therefore the Mishnah is very consistent. When a guy says Tachilat Adar, it's Adar Rishon. The guy says Sof Adar, it's Sof Adar Rishon. Ve'ika De Garse Ad Sof Adar Sheni. If you go back to the Mishnah, the last word of our Mishnah, we have it as Arishon. Some have it as sheni. Now when a guy makes a neder, ad sof adar, it means sof adar sheni. Now what's the pshat in that? So he says, demash ma'le, deshne adarim kechodesh echaden. They look at it as both adarim as like one long month. So therefore, tehidat adar is adar rishon, because tam adar is adar mishon. But when you say sof adar, it's the end of the 2 month adar, they look as one. Hilka ki amar ad rosh mitzar ad rosh chodesh adar rishon. Vichi amar ad sof mitzar ad sof adar sheni. So those are the two gersaot that we are dealing with. When a person says rosh chodesh or ad rosh chodesh adar, everybody agrees now Mishnah, it's rosh chodesh adar rishon. Sof adar is based on the two gersaot. Is it sof adar rishon or sof adar sheni? Comes the Gemara. Alma, we can imply from our Mishnah, Stama de Adar de Ka'amar Rishonu. When a guy says Stam Adar, he refers to Adar Rishon. Well, that's the diuk, obviously, of our Mishnah. Lema Matnitin Rabbi Yehudai. Let us say the author is Rabbi Yehudai. The Tanya Rabbi Braita, Adar Rishon, Kotev Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, Kotev Adar Setam. Devrei Rabbi Meir. Oh, so you see, clearly Rabbi Meir is not the author of our Mishnah. Because he comes along and says, Adar Sheni, you write Adar. But for Adar Rishon, you got to write in a star, for example, you got to write Adar Rishon. So you see, according to him, Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the opposite. Adar Rishon, Kotev Setam. Adar Sheni, Kotev Tinyan. You write Sheni. Tinyan is the Aramaic for Sheni. So you see, the author of our Mishnah, the Chaura, is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Look at the Ran, on the Amud Bet. Alma, Stamad de Adar Rishonu. Now, Ligirsa Kamad Katib Nabi Matnitin Ante Shapir. Well, for the first Girsa, it's very good. Dehat Tenan De Ben Be Omer Ad Rosh, Ben Be Omer Ad Sof, Rishon Mashma. Good. And therefore, when you're talking about Adar, Rishon, you just have to write Adar. That's why when you write Tehillat Adar, it's Adar Rishon. Sof Adar, it's Sof Adar Rishon. So the Mishnah is very good. ולאידך נוסחן נמא, נראה לי דאחי כאמר, נכיוון זה כחודש אחד חשיב להותנה. That since our Tanah is considering both Adarim as one long month, Alma kol minyanayu de Adarim le'adar Rishon havi, which means you're starting the count from Adar Rishon. When you say Sof Adar, it's really the Sof of Adar Rishon. You're considering it just one long month. But again, the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Umani, Rabbi Yehudai. That's got to be Rabbi Yehudai. Why? De Amar Adar Rishon kotev Setam. Right? Good. Let's stop there for a minute. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye Afilu Temer Rabbi Meir. You know what? I can say our Mishnah is even going like Rabbi Meir. How? Ha di adad ma'abera shata ha de lo yada. It depends if you knew that there was going to be a leap year or if you didn't know there was going to be a leap year. Which means that which we say in our Mishnah that Stam Adar is talking about Adar Rishon, that's talking about where they knew there was going to be a leap year. So when they knew there was going to be a leap year, so a guy writes Adar, okay, Stam Adar is Adam Rishon. But where they didn't know, when they write Mishnah, Betin decides in the middle of the year that there's going to be a leap year or not. So when they didn't know there was going to be a leap year, so then Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, because you know there's going to be a leap year. So when you're writing Adar, you mean Adar Sheni. Right? Unless you specifically write Adar Rishon. We'll read that in the Ran. The Ran comes along and says, okay, let's go further. That Tanya. That Tanya is not a question, it is a proof. Benihuta. What does the Braita say when the head of the Amud Bet? Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. Same case. Guy says, right, in the Shtar, Ad Rosh Chodesh, makes an edit. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, until Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishon. Okay, it means Adar Rishon. Im Haita Shana Me'uberet. But if it was a Shana Me'uberet, if it was a leap year, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni. It means the Adar Hasheni. So the Gemara says, Mechlal Deresha Lab Me'uberet Askinan. What? He tell me only in the second case, it was a Shana Me'uberet. But the first case wasn't Shana Me'uberet? It has to be Shana Me'uberet, the first case. Because what does it say? Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishon. So aren't both cases talking about Shana Me'uberet? Of course. So therefore the question is, if both cases are talking about Shana Me'uberet, why you tell me in one case Rosh Chodesh Adar means Adar Rishon? And then you tell me one time Rosh Chodesh Adar means Sheni. Make up your mind. If both cases are Shana Me'uberet, Shema Minah, you know how we answer it? Ha, the Pshita le de Ma'bera Shata, ha, de lo yada. The Hiluk is going to be, if you know it's going to be a leap year or not. Now the Ran speaks it out clearly for us. Ve'atanya b'nichuta mechlad v'resha, lo me'uberet, askinat b'tmiya. Ve'atanya Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, de Mashu d'ika Sheni. Yelavadai kula b'me'uberet, askinat. Oh, Braita's talking about whether it was leap years. Me'uresha ma'irim. Right? When they're writing the star, whatever they were doing, they didn't know it was going to be a leap year yet. Hilka ki amar ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. So when he comes along and says Rosh Chodesh Adar, stam, ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon Mashma. Why? It makes sense. Da lo yada diika Adar Sheni. Because he didn't know it was going to be an Adar Sheni. So that's what I meant before. He knew that it's the Adar. We call it the Adar Sheni. It's really the one Adar, because he only thought there's going to be one Adar. So it's the first Adar. However, if he knew that it was going to be Ibud, ki amar ad Adar, Adar Sheni Mashma. So then when he says Adar means Adar Sheni. So even to be Me'in, you can square him off and make a Hiluk between whether you know or whether you don't know. Just if you don't know, and that's how we learn our Mishnah. Well, you didn't know there was going to be Aibur. So when a guy says, Stam Adar, Adar is Adar Rishon. But when Rabbi Meir said that Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, that's when you did know. So we can say, our Mishnah can even be going like Rabbi Meir, and we can mukim the Mishnah in a case where he didn't know. And therefore, Stam Adar Rishon, Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Good? Now, when Idach Noshad Garsin Manitin Ad Sof Adar Sheni, but according to that second girsa that says that in our Mishnah that Sof Adar means Adar Sheni Kashe Be'anai Kevad Mopin Lamadim B'deloi Adar Me'uberet Shata Amai Mitzarat Sof Adar Sheni. Right, that doesn't make sense. Since you're learning our Mishnah is talking about where he didn't know, if he didn't know, why is it Asur until after Adar Sheni? Chara should be only Asur until after Adar Yishu, because that's all he thought. So therefore that girsa doesn't work out According to this last answer, you can't give that look between hadda yada de lo yada legabe that other gersa. The halacha, uliyan halacha, kevan de kaimanan de bimir ve de biyuda halacha, can be yuda nachtina de stama de adar rishon mashma. Now when the guy says adar, it's adar rishon. Hilkach mi shomed be adar sheni. Oh, very important case now. Guy's in adar sheni, right? Vekotev adar setam. And he writes in the shtar, Adar Stam, now already this is a shtar mukdam. Because it's a predated shtar. Hashtar mukdam upasul. The stam adar rishon mashma. Hilkach sarichu chiktov bechodesh adar sheni. Uvadar rishon kotev setam bimigitin bimishtarot. So it comes out very in a big daf kamina. I mean, once I'm telling you that adar stam is adar rishon, you gotta be careful. Adar sheni, guy writes a shtar. Adar stam, already you wrote a predated shtar. Nafka min harish tar becomes pasul now because you go to likuchot from before the time and already it's pasul. So therefore, person writes adar stam, it's adar ishon, and otherwise the other cases adar sheni. Comes the next mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda omer kunam yain she'eni to'em ad sheyehe ha'pesah. Now we saw a similar case like this earlier, and now we're going to see another shita. A guy comes along and says, listen, I'm not going to drink wine, ad shiyeh pesach. If you remember till now, how do we learn ad shiyeh pesach? The lashon ad shiyeh means until it passes, through pesach. Here, I write, ad shiyeh avod, it's like saying that. It says, lo nitkaven ze ale ad lel pesach. You know what he meant? Till the night of the seder of pesach, ad shiyeh shederich b'nei adam l'shtot yayin. Because that's the normal time where people drink wine. So you make what's called an umdina. We have an umdina mukhiyah over here that says what? The guy didn't mean that. The guy didn't mean the whole Pesach. When the guy said, Ad Shiyeh Pesach, he meant until the first night of Pesach. Everybody drinks wine. He doesn't want to exclude himself from drinking the wine on the first night of Pesach. Now, you're going to run into issues over here. One way of learning this Mishnah is, it's arguing on the opinion that we had above. Because the Shita that we had above that says, Kunam Ad Shiyeh Pesach, meant Ad Shiyeh Avodah Pesach. So you can just learn that there's indeed a machlokutin, the Rabbanan of the last Mishnayot, and the Shita over here of Rabbi Yehuda. That's not a problem. Or, if you want to connect all the shitot and don't make a machloket over here, you could say, well, that what it said above, kunam ad shiyeh pesach, who said it's talking about wine? We read in that it's talking about wine only because the case before that was talking about wine in the Mishnah above. So we said, oh, this case, kunam ad shiyeh pesach, talking about wine. But if you say it's not talking about wine, so other items, everybody will agree. Ad shiyeh pesach means until pesach finishes. But the Gabe Yain, you have an umdana that's mukhiyah, that it means the first, till the first night. So that's the way you square off the two opinions to make it peaceful. The Ran speaks out both ways. I might as well read that. Well, actually, let's wait. Let's read more cases in the Mishnah. Next case. Amar kunam basar she'eni to'im. My guys, I'm not going to eat meat ad she'yeh hatsom. Until the fast. Now, he's talking about the fast of Kippur. Now, normally, how do we learn? Ad shiatzom, until the fast is finished. Eno asur ela ad lele tzom. He means it's asur until the night, meaning it's asur until Erev Kippur, where he's going to have the last meal before, meaning so that the mafsekin he can have meat. Why? Shalonet kavin ze ela ad shash derich ben ad nechol basar. And the custom was that on the Seudat of Mavsekin before Kippur they would eat meat. So therefore when he said Adatzom or Achieh Atzom, he didn't mean till it through the fast. They meant until the fast, Seudat Mavsekin allowing him to have Basar. Rabbi Yosef ben Omer, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, even went further. Kunam Shum She'ani To'em Archeteh Shabbat. God comes, I'm not going to eat garlic until it's going to be Shabbat. Achieh Shabbat. So normally, Ad Shiyeh Shabbat means until Motzei Shabbat. Eno Asur Ad Lele Shabbat. He's Asur till Friday night. Which means really Friday afternoon. Shelo Nitkaven Ze'eda Ad Shesha'ah Shederek B'nei Adam Le'echol Shum. The custom was, we learned, there was a tekanat, Ezra Sofer made, that the Jewish people would eat shum, garlic, on Friday afternoon, because the shum is merveh zera. And therefore, this Shabbat is Lil Onah, and therefore, that was the custom. When a guy comes along and says, I'm not going to eat garlic until Shabbat, Asher Shabbat, he means until the time where it's normal to eat shum. But once the time is normal to eat shum, in the end of Shabbat, he's going to eat. Okay, so that's, why is that even more than what the father said? Because, Bishlam, by the first cases we're discussing over here, let's say, a takanam, the hakamim, yayin, on the Pesach, or you have Yayin, or eating Basar on without Mafsekin. Here already is even a less, it's like a Takana V'azah Sofer. It's not really a, you know, deen of a mitzvah, so to speak. It's just a Takana. And still, you say that the Umdina is, when a guy says that, he means that he wants to eat the garlic on Friday. Okay, now let's read the Yiran. Right? First, second wide line. They teach you. It convinces you that at Shabbat the Rechman Adam is taught Yain. Dainu Adle La Pesach. That Zinim Batar Umdena. Shelon it convinces le'aser b'Le La Pesach b'Yain. After Pish lefid Lashon Nidro Masba Dasur. That Omer Atchie. Which is, if you're going to go according to his words, Atchie means through Pesach. But if you're going to go according to the Umdena, we're going to speak out. Really, you didn't mean that, because we don't assume that he wants to skip eating, drinking the Arbat Kosot on the Pesach. Ah, Chal Shederek Bnei Adam Nechol Basad. Dain Wa Erev Yom Kippurim. Kedetan Perek Otov Et Beno. Rabbi Yosef Galili Omer Af Erev Yom Kippurim Begalil. That they used to eat meat in that area. Vaha Adifa Mekamaita. This is even better than the first case. Shadei Eno Magi Asuro Ad Atzom. Vichi Ketani Ad Lele Atzom Lav Davka. Which means the guy said he's going to go until the night. And the Hadush over here is, we're even allowing him to eat. Before. You have to read into his words when he says ad leil atzom, until the su'uda that I eat before the fast, which is already you're reading into the, which is ad shi'a Pesach, already I can say, okay, until Pesach. Meaning, but the night of Pesach, I'm okay. Mashiach over here says ad leil atzom, and we're allowing to eat on Erev. So you have to say, until the su'uda that comes before the night of... So that's a big news, because you're reading into it. Next case. Shederech b'nei Adam lechol shum ba'erev metekanat Ezra. Right? They used to eat the garlic on Fridays. We said tekanat Ezra. Olinyan alakha, katav Ramban zal. Delet l'cheta lo ke'abba ve'lo ke'barra. We don't like Gubera, not like the father, not like the son. The father is Rabbi Yehuda. The son is Rabbi Yosef. We don't like either of them. The Rabbanan Padigi Alayu. Right? We looked at rabbis earlier. They argued on them. They add Kanlo Satam Lantana Lonit Kavin Zeela Bimilta Demuchak Kediktari Sefa Bayum Serbin Ina Mekaidit Nanael Ta'an Vezia Temoduba Rabbanam Shum Umdina Demuchahu Uchtebarishit Bidukta. Which means, above we said the rabbis also go with Umdina. Remember the case the rabbis gave in Umdina? That was the case where, let's say, the guy had the clothes on his back. He's carrying the clothes, right? And he was sweating. So the guy made a neder, I'm not going to put on these clothes. So we assumed that he meant he's not going to carry them on his back, but he'll wear them. Right. So even though he just said that not to put on the clothes, but in Umdina it's mukhiyah, so even the rabbis agreed. However, which means Rabbi Yehuda pushed the Shita, not only in those cases where it's very mukhiyah, but even in these cases Rabbi Yehuda wanted to be mekel. There already his language is arguing now. Even though it's mashva ad shi'e until it passes, hol torin bedavad hakel. You understand? Which means, Hachamim agree, when there's an umdina that's mukhiyah, you take it. Rabbi Yehuda was coming to add. Not only in those cases, but even where his language is opposite. Where he said, Ad shiyehea pesa, where Ad shiyehea is mashma, till it finishes, still we're going to go with the umdina and say what? He didn't mean the night of Pesach. And then his son took it even a step further. Even with garlic. It's only a takana v'zah sofer. Now, right? It's possible that the father argues with the son. I mean, we don't know if Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the garlic case, right? We know for sure that the son, Rabbi Yosef, agrees with his father's case, but he took it a little further, so we don't know if the father agrees with that case. So therefore, the Ramban says, Rabbanan vaday let lihu lo kemor ve lo kemor. The Ramban is talking that what? Tana Kama doesn't know like either of them. Velo mishtamit Tana v'satim kahamirta ela kekilta ve'avu delo lehosif ala. Which means, and the Tana is bringing you over here, the Shitot, the most lenient of the Shitot. But what? We were Sotem above, like the Shita that was Mahmir, the rabbis. ותנן נמר לעיר עד הפסח אסור, עד שיגיע, עד שיהיה אסור, עד שיצא. ומדלו האדר ותני קונם שאני אוכל ושאני הולך עד הפסח וקטני סתם שפע מן השפה ואתר ישג ידע קטני קונם יין אמה קונם יין שאני תורם עד שיפסח לבנן עד שיצאו. The earlier case, before the rabbis gave the case of Ad Sheyetzeh, our Pesach was talking about a wine case. So the Rambam wants to say, Mistama, we didn't change gears when we got to the Pesach, because we're also talking about wine. And what did the rabbis say, Ad Sheyetzeh, our Pesach, which is referring to wine, it still meant the whole Pesach. So you see, we don't go with an umdana, the mukhiyah. Hilkach, hilketa, kevatayu, ad kan lishono. So again, got the clarity in the Rambam wants to say, we posek like the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are arguing on these rabbis over here, so we don't go, look above, look at Bera. And the case that the Rabbanan were talking about above, when they said, Kunam Achi HaPesa, means Kunam Yayin Achi HaPesa, and you see why it means Achi Avod HaPesa. Aval Hara'a Katav Da'ani Nameh. Above. Kevan Diktari Luga Belcheta Pesikta Danu Kuluhudine Du'umdina De'maiti Batarachin Namil Chetani Nu. Which means he's saying, no, these cases over here, Halakha. Mm-hmm. Don't we brought these over here not stam to show you a dissenting opinion. We're bringing these over here because we go like them. I forgot that on the El Achia Pesach Asur Achia Tzeir Shad De Lav Akunam Yayin Kae. It wasn't talking about a case of wine. That's what Ra wants to learn. He wants to learn the case of love. Is talking about when a guy said Kunam Kunam Mada Kunam Potatoes. Okay, Kunam Potatoes Achia Pesach means Achia Bor Pesach, but Kunam Yayin in the Rabbis okay. Yayin Umdina Mukia. So therefore, we have a fantastic machloket rishonim between the Ramban and the Ra'a, who when a guy comes along and says, Kunam Yayin Ad She'avod HaPesach, does it mean that we'll go like Rabbi Yehudah, it means till the night of Pesach, and the rabbis will agree? Well, no, maybe Ad She'avod HaPesach means, even if you're talking about wine, doesn't matter, it's going to go Ad She'avod HaPesach. It's machloket Ramban and Ra'a, how to be posek. Back to the Mishnah comes along and says a few more cases. Yeah, guy tells his friend. Kunam she'ani ne'ene lecha, which means I am not going to receive any more hana'a from you. Im en adba, unless you come to my house, v'notel lebincha, and you take for your son kur achat shel chitin, one kur of wheat, u'shtei chaviyot shel yayin. Remember we had this case earlier. We had a case over here where a guy, he was very generous to his friend. He's giving him. So the receiver is embarrassed already. Hey, listen, I'm not taking any more. I'm not a dog. I'm just going to take and not give anything. I'm not taking anything anymore from you unless you come to the house and take something for your son. Right? He's embarrassed, right? Harezi yachol lafer nitro shelo al pi hacham. You're allowed to absolve this vow without even going to the rabbis. How? ויאמר לו, כלום אמרת אלא מפני כבודי, זהו כבודי. What are you doing? What's the reason why you want me to take? Because you want to give me כבוד. That's what you basically want to do. You want to show me כבוד, that what? That you're not only taking, you want to give me something, you want to give me something as well. You want to show me honor. If that's what you're looking to give me honor, I receive more honor by not giving me. Where people will see that you're coming to offer me something and I refuse, that's bigger kavod for me. So what? You give me the honor, you fulfilled your neder, you're good, you covered me, you gave me. What do you do? You want to give me kavod? You gave me the kavod. So therefore, you don't, the neder is absolved. You don't have to follow. Now I'm going to read that inside over here. He says like this. שאין זה בכלל נדרי זו נטרו בלא כלום, שזה היה מפסירו כל כך מבדי שכבר קיבלו ממנו הרבה כבודות. Why this guy received a lot of כבוד? ובגמר מחשבה וישוב הדעה הוא מדירו. Meaning the guy is in full sanity when he's making the neder. He wants to reciprocate, right? כלומר, מתוק שאין אתה רוצה להנות ממני. Right, the guy says, listen, you don't want to have from me? אף אני איני רוצה להנות ממך. Right? דלב כלבה ענה. Well, I'm not a dog that just receives and doesn't give. But the point is, he knew what he was making. The neder is made with kavanah, right? So what do we say? Yomar lo klum amat enot ne kevodi. What's the meaning? You did it for my kevod. Zeh kevodi. Kelomar ikar ha neder lo ya ela sheitkabed im abiriyot al yadecha. Shiru she'ani adam hashuv she'ata noten li matana meruba. He wanted to give me kavod, right? Everybody says, oh, look at this guy's getting a matana merubah, big gift. Oh, it's kavod, right? He says, Zeu kavodi gadol yoter shata rotze latet li, v'shani hashuv kol kach she'eni rotze lekabel matana. Adama, that's my biggest kavod. V'im ken, harin itkayim aneder. But thank you very much. You did your neder. Didn't you want to give me kavod? By me not taking, you give me more kavod than I can ever imagine. And therefore, that's the way you get out of the neder. Good? Comes the Gemara, Mishnah gives another case. וכן אומר לחברו, כונם שאת נהנית לי, אם אין את בא ונותן לבני כור של חיטים ושתי חביות של יין. God makes a neder in this case over here. What's his neder? He tells me, you got to give my son a matana. I'm not going to give you anything. You cannot have an af from me until you come and give my son whatever this amount over here is. So again, kunam she'at ne'nitli, you cannot have an af from me im en ad ba v'notin libni, unless you give my son kur shartin v'shtech b'yot she'yar b'mir omer asura chiten. Oh, that's it. You cannot have an af until he gives it to his son. That's the neder, right? V'achamim omrim av ze yachod lafin in tedrosh l'api hacham. You can get out of it without even a hacham. How? ויאמר לו, הרי אני כאילו נתקבלתי. The guy can come along and say, okay, I'm telling you it's like I got it. What are we talking about? We're talking about a specific case of it where let's say the father is supporting the son. Okay? Now in a case where the father supports the son, so what is he asking? He's asking the guy, listen, save me money. I want to save money. Instead of, I have to give my son the barrel of wine and the wheat and all that stuff, I want you to take care of it. So really the hana is coming to the father, right? Which means because when he's taking care of the bill, it's less money that he has to spend to support his son. So I come along and say, you're not going to have any hana from me until you give my son such and such and such. So I could come along and say, by the way, it's as if I got it. I'm making it as if I received it. Oh, you're making it like you received it, so then it's like I gave it to you. And therefore no problem. Since it's my item, so I could come tell the guy, okay, by the way, your intention to give it to me and all that, it's as if I got it and I'm fine with it. Okay, then it is gone. But that's only in the case where the father is supporting the son, but the father's not supporting the son, so he has no right. The son has to be the one to say, it's as if I got it. Look at the Rishonim. The Rishonim say like this. Hainu tama mishum da'ar v'achadi de'echavin. Which is, what's the reason why the father made such a neder? He wants to make profit. And he's going to get profit because if he gets this barrel of wine and wheat, he doesn't have to give it. He doesn't have to shell it out of his own pocket, right? Now he's saying, I don't need it anymore. Good. So he's saying, I don't need it anymore. So therefore, the neder is off. Mm-hmm. Now I'm reading the shonim over here. Ve'davka keshabanim sumuchim asulchano. Davka, where the father's supporting. Debichi agav na shiach lemadal v'achadi de'echa v'enchlo yistarich leusim mishol tzurkan v'alo etzarich ubichi ayachod omar ken aval ena barim sumichel shulchan abiyem. But if the children are not being supported by the father, ha'epcha telar v'achadi duka mechemin adraba. He's trying to get them a profit, not trying to save him money. He's trying to make them money, right? V'chos shamru emareni harenu keilu etkabanu hetiru aneder. Which means, so long as they say it's like we got it, it's fine. But if the father says it, it means nothing. Because he doesn't have a right to be mochel on the children's profit. So then again, the case is talking about what? The father is supporting the kids, right? So he says, you know what? I have a way now to make a little profit over there. I'm not giving you any head out until you give my kids this. I saved $1,000 now. Right? So I could come along and say, oh, by the way, I don't need it anymore. Well, you don't need more good. The day is off. It's like I got it, meaning I don't need the profit anymore. I'm happy, and therefore it's fine. That's the way the Shittah of the Hachamim are. Next case. Hayam misarev bo laseet bat achoto. Okay, they were pressuring him to marry his niece. Now, we know to Masechet Yevamot, if you remember the Stamech Bet, that it's a mitzvah to marry your sister's daughter. The pasuk says, "The Mishnah Gemara says, 'Anosei et bat achoto, alav v'katuv omer az tekrav Hashem yaneh.' That's how far it goes. You're taking care of your family members, so therefore you call out to God, and God will answer you. The Pirush Mishnah that Rambam writes that it's such a mitzvah. He says like this: 'Ve'amru mebesarcha lo tetalam. Don't deny yourself from your family members. That's about marrying bat achoto.'" He says, Rov banim domim lahayim, because the majority of the children are domet to the brothers of the mother. Right? So therefore it's really the same. Who's the brothers and the mother? The brothers of the mother are his own uncles. Well, it's her uncles, his brothers. So therefore it's the same family. So therefore there's a big deal, meaning it's like the same mazal. Therefore it's a good marriage. So what do they do? They're pressuring the guy. Listen, marry your niece, right? V'amar, what did he say? Kunam shehi nehinitli le'olam. Right, I'm not going to have an a'ah from her forever. V'chen, right, she cannot have an a'ah from me forever. V'chen ha'migadesh et ishto. Yeah, he divorces his wife. V'omer, he says, Kunam ishti nehinitli le'olam. My wife cannot have an a'ah from me. She's not a wife anymore. Girushah cannot have an a'ah from me forever. Hare elu mutarot lehanot lo. They can give him benefit. Shelon et kaven ze ela leshum ishut. He meant tashmish, because that was the subject of the inyan. He doesn't want to marry his niece. Why? Right? I am not. You cannot have any pleasure for me. What does he mean? Meaning, I'm not going to marry you, and the gerusha as well. But let's say she wants to serve him something mutar. He didn't have kavanah only for the inyan of the tashmish. That's what we said. Look at the I'm reading Rishonim over here. The Meiri. You don't only go after the language in Nedarim. You got to go after the Kavana. Right? Which means, you're right, you go after the language of the Nedar, but you have to go after the circumstance as well. And since the Umdana over here is, what were they discussing? They were discussing marriage. When the guy says, you cannot have any Anah from me, what do you mean? He meant Anah that they're talking about. Anah of Tashmish. Last case of the Mishnah. Amar, he tells like this. So the guy's pressuring his friend, you got to come to my house, I insist, and so on and so forth. Amar kunam lebetecha she'ani nechnas tipatzonen she'ani to'em lecha. I'm not going into your house, I'm not going to even have a drop of cold water. I'm asserting myself. Mutar likanes lebeto velishtot memenu tzonen. He can go into the guy's house and he can have cold water. What do you mean then? That's the way he's saying that he's not going to eat. He doesn't want to eat by his friend's house or drink, meaning a meal and stuff like this. I'm not going to have a drop of water. He doesn't need a drop of water. He said a drop of water, but you go according to the umdana. What was the discussion? The discussion was to eat over by his house in Sauda. But he said even tipat sonen, and that doesn't mean that. Look at the bottom line. Velo she asub chnisat abavit imat tipat sonen. Well, it doesn't mean that it's going to be asu to enter the house and have tipat sonen. Look at the last part. Tosefta hayam misarev b'chaveros sheyochal etto b'mishte. Guy was making a party. Please, I insist you come over. He's forcing him. He's pressuring him. Right? Ve'amar kunam betecha she'ani nichnas. He says your house is banned on me. So the Ran says with the Tosefta tocha mishte asur achara mishte mutar. You go again with the umdana. He was only talking about the party. They can make the party. So long as the party's on, you can't walk into the house. After the party's over, he can go into the house. But he said, kunam betecha. He meant it during the party. But after the party, indeed, he's going to be mutar. Adran alach, kunam yayin.